Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Well, hi, Darren. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here for our post-COVID special series that we got started a couple months ago. We know before we spoke, we talked about how many businesses are struggling with working from home, the remote deal. You know, you have employees and you want to get them up and going. And some companies were not prepared for COVID. And now they're trying to pick up the pieces, move forward in a constructive way, because some offices don't know if they're going to be coming back completely into an office space. And maybe they don't really have to. You work as a CEO, as a driving force behind BroadPath, a global BPO that creates new standards of working from home and helping pave the way for companies to adapt a work from home model that best works. And then you also have an app, Beehive, that really helps tie in with their employees a way that really brings everyone together. And that's one thing we talked about before the interview, that some of the managers and employees and companies I've talked to are saying, how do I really connect with my employees in a really constructive manner? So before we go to all those wonderful things, share with the audience a little bit about your backstory before we go there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, started the company BroadPath in 2008, right before the market tanked. So that was an interesting experience. We have been an exclusively work from home company for almost 10 years now. And we've gotten, you know, a decent at the model. We're the only one of our kind within the healthcare sector. There are other work from home companies in healthcare, but we're the only sort of what we call a pure play work from home. So that's all we do. And within healthcare, we focus on the payer side. So we have people spread out all across the country. We have a presence in the Philippines as well. We have some people in Australia, New Zealand, Japan. So we do a lot of remote work. About probably 6 years ago, we started to develop this Beehive technology platform, which we call our sort of our virtual workplace. And it's a really unique way of working from home. Not everyone's cup of tea, but it works really well for organizations that want to make work from home a really sustainable and long-term model. And so we've been actively selling Beehive in the marketplace. We used it ourselves for about 6 years, and now we've had it as a standalone offering for about a year and a half now.
Now, explain for me. You said it wasn't for everyone's cup of tea. What does it really do that brings everyone together? Why would some person like it or not like it? What have you found in the marketplace?
Yeah, good question. So what Beehive does is it replicates an open office environment virtually. So, and it does that by way of live streaming video. So when you think about one of the problems with remote work is that people can sometimes feel disconnected, right? And loneliness and social isolation are a big topic these days. And there's been interesting research done that says, you know, people that are lonely and socially isolated have the same health negative health impact as smoking 15 cigarettes a day in some cases. So there's real tangible issues with being lonely. Now, not everyone that works from home is lonely. If you're in Zoom meetings all day, maybe you're the opposite of lonely, and we've got this Zoom fatigue phenomenon. Mm-hmm. But really, Beehive was meant to say, okay, let's, you know, being in Zoom and other tools while you're in a meeting is fine. Okay, but then what happens between meetings? And what happens with people that aren't in meetings very often? How do they feel a part of a team? And so all we did was we created this Beehive application that's meant for you to be on video mostly throughout the day. And the way we accomplished that without making it really self-conscious and awkward is, we put the video camera off to the side and as a zoomed out kind of wide angle view. And when you look in Beehive and you see your team members, or you see me, the CEO of the company, everyone's on it. Oh, nice. You see a side profile view of people working in their home office. And you get to know a little bit about that person, you know, what they like to do. I've got a wall of guitars because I play guitar. Mm-hmm. And what happens with that side-facing camera is that people start, they feel comfortable with it very quickly. It fades into the background. And then what they see is kind of a Hollywood Squares style view. Mm-hmm. is you see what it would look if you look to your left or your right in an office, you get that same kind of view. So we're really just trying to recreate that same view that you'd have in an office environment.
Yeah, cool.
Virtually. We've got a lot of other bells and whistles built into it, gamification features, pulse surveys, things like that. But the core of the product is, let's not work from home in the dark anymore. Let's let everyone see all of their team members, their leadership team. Everyone can see one another just like if they were working in an open office environment.
Yeah, I really, really love this app and the idea of it, because one of the things I was getting from employees and some of the business owners I spoke to was the business owner's concern is, am I wasting money with having people I don't know if they're actually working? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know actually working personally with a lot of these people who's working, who's not, based on results. Mm-hmm. But the owner doesn't know, and it gets concerning. Like, all these people are out there, I'm sending paychecks, is work getting done? And it can get a little disconcerting. Now, from the employee standpoint, like we were saying before, they're feeling disconnected from, I'm not seeing Jay, I want to ask him a question, stuff like that. So this sounds like something that could tie them all together. If you do have a potential slacker in your group, you'd be like, hey guys, can you get back on the drum here? We're all working. As far as also now the business owners actually know that everyone's on board, we're all here together, we're all a team. Mm-hmm. Anyone have a problem, we can all step in.
That's right. In my view, there's two fundamental challenges that need to be solved to make remote work a better experience for the employer and the employee long term. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone moved to work from home. We call that the lift and shift stage, right? You got everyone home, you got the work going home, great, you know, planted the flag of victory. But really, to make it work, we look at it in three stages. Stage one, we call lift and shift. Stage two is all about making processes scalable. It's about accountability. Stage three is about building culture. And to make work at home effective in the long term, you really need to focus on the later. Like, you've got to make people productive, accountable. You also have to build a strong culture. Those things are not obvious and easy to do in a remote work setting, right? So with Beehive, we're really hitting both those values, exactly what you said. So we're looking at accountability, but more importantly, we're also looking at connection and building culture, because like it or not, we're still visual creatures, right? And the ability to see one another makes us feel more connected and close than working in a dark room. So, you know, I mentioned Beehive, not everyone's cup of tea. They're, you know, not everyone wants to have a company where everyone's on camera. That's totally fine. But the companies that are really thinking about working from home longer term, you know, the Zoom and just being in Zoom meetings, you know, occasionally is not the same thing as being able to see your coworkers all throughout the day. And so we're really focusing on that aspect of it. And what we found is that it rapidly shifts from I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this, you know, I don't understand it, to, you know what, this isn't any different from working in an office. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think it's kind of cool. Now let's start to lead into this tool and figure out how we're going to engage, how we're going to connect. We'll play fun games, you know, and that stuff happens all the time now in our teams. Whereas you had to be kind of in a brick and mortar office to do that before. So,
yeah. And this is so beneficial in all areas. For one, for the places that can't go readily back to work for, you know, reasons we know about, the COVID and depending on what city they are and regulations and shutdowns. But on top of that, so now they don't have the expense of having to pay for an office and they're not using it. Perhaps they can end up going to complete remote. But on the other hand, one thing I'm getting, and this is something that's important for me, is I really do like that human connection. And I really think as humans, we were meant to really have that one-on-one connection or group connection, not just in like, okay, we're here in a Zoom meeting, but really that connection, like, well, let's just have a little water talk over here for 5 minutes, me and this other coworker, where we could talk about what's going on this project, separate from everyone, but still like we did in the office.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we've all heard of this Zoom fatigue phenomena. We're doing in the midst of a study right now internally to try to quantify Zoom fatigue, because there's not a lot of data out there on what does this mean? Is it really an issue? But what we found is that, you wouldn't want to be on camera all day long in this front-facing camera view. That would be a non-starter. And that's what most people think of when they think of being on camera. That side-facing camera that's kind of at a distant, more distant view, it does the opposite. It doesn't fatigue you at all. It just makes you feel part of the team, and it's very easy to get used to. So, yeah, that's what we're after. And what we're doing now is we've developed a program we've called Hive Life, which layers in wellness into the Beehive experience. So you're getting into meditation classes together. You're learning about nutrition together. We do leadership development, a lot of different programs within this Hive Life, and they're built on that Beehive platform. So it's really taking that engagement to the next level. Our mission is to have Beehive be kind of like a multi-tool for work from home. It's the go-to platform to make it feel more like being in the office. And you really hit the nail on the head. There is corporate real estate is a multi-trillion dollar industry, right? And there is a lot of money being spent every year by corporate America on that in-office experience. So if you can replicate that virtually and just, you know, cut down on your real estate expenses, it is a massive opportunity.
Absolutely. It really, really is. And I see that in the long run, it will really, I think people, one thing I'm getting from the employees that they are liking a lot is the fact that, hey, I've just saved 2 hours in travel. Well, whatever it is, some people it's less, but some people it's even more than that. So now you have 2 more hours added to your day. Priceless. I mean, money can't even buy that. Yeah. So there's that. And we, you know, there's other things such as now when I finish, I'm working from home and doing some workouts with coworkers. We can do it online. And so this way you're connecting with others, you're working out, boom, you're already home. Start dinner. By 9 o'clock, you've already eaten dinner, exercised, and done your work for the day. You can chill. So I mean, I think in that way, it's really, really adding to quality of life for everyone.
Yeah, the average American worker, I think the stat is that they commute 6 weeks a year, 6 full weeks a year. I mean, that's more PTO than most people get, right? So you get that time back, you get more time with family. So your time with kids, with your family increases, more time to exercise, interact with friends. Yeah, quality of life goes way up. And I just read an article this morning about, you know, how all these people are leaving these expensive cities, and they're buying properties in Lake Tahoe and, you know, even Aspen and Boise, Idaho, things like that. There's a whole permanent shift occurring in the American landscape now. It's really exciting to watch.
It is. And not only opened up the job market for the employees, but for the businesses looking for talent, because now you've got a much broader range of looking for talent. And it doesn't stop you if you are able to hire remote. You could be working with someone in Alaska, yourself as an employee or a business owner working with someone from New York.
Yep. Yeah, we found our, and not even just domestically, globally, you have access to an entirely new labor pool, right? We found some of our best talent, like I said, in Australia and New Zealand, and we weren't even really looking for it there. But if you're unbounded by geography, it opens up a whole new world. And I think the companies that really take that seriously and lean into that versus, let's scurry back to the office as soon as COVID is over. Yeah. I think they're going to have a sustainable competitive advantage.
Yeah. And I think in a lot of cases, it actually can grow a lot more businesses and have more opportunities than you thought even prior to this happening. But you mentioned something else I want to come back to. You mentioned health. And one thing that happened to a lot of people I talked to when they first started to be on lockdown, I was working from home at first from New York. We were complete lockdown. And a lot of people I know were getting quite chunky with the sitting on their buns and not really going out. I was working, but working 15 hours sitting on my buns, not moving, not even to go to the train and go somewhere. So one thing that was really hard is getting into a routine. Has your app really help people get into a better routine health-wise too, with more structure?
I think it has. And I mentioned that Hive Life program where it does two things. One is it gives you a library of classes that you can participate in. These are live classes, instructor-led. You get to interact with your coworkers. So you can focus some of your time on that self-care, right? And that's really important now. We a lot of our a lot of our employees just by virtue of demographics and life experience are really stressed right now, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got kids at home. We don't know what's happening with that. You're struggling to, you know, hold down your job. Mm-hmm. You know, you're worried about this pandemic and how you deal with that. There's just a lot of stress that we didn't have before. So mental health is a really important issue right now. So whatever we can do to help our employees with that and take some of that stress off of their plate, that's what we're doing. The other thing we're doing is we're doing a kind of a virtual happy hours in a structured way after work. So we're doing monthly music concerts that our people come to, and you do, like, you know, a lot of companies are doing this. It's not unique, but it's baked into our program. So you do a half hour little cocktail hour with your coworkers, and then you jump into that music concert together and provide that shared experience in an out of work setting in a low stress environment. And that's been, we've had amazing feedback on that also, because, you know, you're just, when you're in meetings all day long and you're just doing work, you don't get a break from it. Right. Yeah. Especially not with your coworkers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this. This is so spot on what people are needing. I think early on, it was just so new for everyone that people were just freaked out. Like, I want to get back to the office. We all know it. It's familiar. But I think now both employees and businesses are starting to see the benefits of, you know, even if this goes on, we can find constructive ways to be together, grow the business, and also be happy to be at work.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
So how does a business out there, because now I'm excited, I want to go tell the businesses I work with about you guys. How does a business get started with you guys? What does it look like? And how do you help them decide what's best for them as far as package and setting them up?
It's really, you know, it starts with a conversation. You know, I mentioned that the platform that we've developed is, you know, it's not a fit for everybody, right? We want it to... we want it to go to companies that have a culture that, number one, they embrace this kind of idea of building connection, right? If you're just looking for an employee monitoring tool, you know, you can go elsewhere. There's plenty of, you know, applications out there that do that, that monitor keystrokes, everything, right? So it's really about making sure that it's a cultural fit first and foremost. And then if it is, then we typically do a pilot. We choose a number of, you know, 10, 15, 20 users, and do a pilot for a few weeks, make sure that it's going to work in the technology environment, you know, that it works for the company, that it's embraced. And then, you know, from there we go on and help those companies scale. And we, you know, we work with enterprises across the board, you know, some Fortune 10 companies, massive thousands of people working from home, down to, you know, very small companies that might have, you know, 30, 40 people. So,
yeah, that was a question I had. Would it be beneficial for just smaller businesses, medium or larger enterprise? So now you've answered my question. It can fit all size businesses and you help them find the perfect package.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Well, how do they get started today if they want to find out more about you and get started on checking out the packages and seeing if it works for them?
Good. They can go to the website, which is www.go.nbhive.com, or they can dial the good old fashioned telephone, which is 520-342-5400. And they can also go to the BroadPath website, the BPO services company that I mentioned, which is broad-path.com.
Okay. And when they call the phone number, do they ask for sales or marketing?
Yeah, for sales. Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. That's what I thought.
Thanks for playing.
Darren, this has been awesome. I know this tool, your tools, both companies are going to help a tremendous amount of companies out there who are struggling right now, wondering how they're going to go forward. And I know you guys have the tools, the perfect tool to help them get back on track if they're off track. And I thank you so much today for coming to share on Savvy Broadcasting, our COVID series, Life After COVID. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine. I appreciate it.
If you like this episode, please share. To hear more savvy episodes and savvy biz tips, go to lifeunscriptedradio.com. To become a guest or participate in paid sponsorship, email us at christina@lifeunscriptedradio.com.